It's August. What's happening in the natural world? Here's Ruth Carol Cushman and Steve Jones, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
We're walking up Gregory Canyon, just below Flagstaff Mountain, and looking for wild fruits. Plums, raspberries, and sumac are all fruiting and provide a feast for birds, squirrels, and bears. In brushy gulches like Gregory Canyon, you can even find wild apples, and we're standing under one of those trees right now. It's just loaded with apples. And these trees may be descended from abandoned apple cores, or they may be descended from trees planted by Ernest Greenman. Wow, did you just see those birds fly by? Yeah, that family of house finches just flew within a few inches of us, and they're also harvesting some of the fruit that's around us. Anyway, going back to Ernest Greenman, he used to come up here with pocketfuls of seeds and deliberately plant apple trees all over the foothills of Boulder County.
This is August in the European calendar, but in the Plains Indian calendar, it's the moon of black cherries ripening, or the choke cherry moon. These choke cherries we're looking at here are this beautiful deep purple-black color, which means they're ripe and ready to be eaten. For the Plains Indians, the ripening of the choke cherries signified the time to hold the most sacred ceremony of the year, which is the sun dance. So you can get an idea of how important this fruit is in Plains Indian culture. And it was used primarily to make pemmican, which is a winter survival food. So what you do is you take the choke cherries, seeds and all, and crush them. And then you mix that with buffalo fat, and that keeps, you make it into little cakes, and that keeps all winter long and gets you through the winter. You could also make a really refreshing drink, sort of tastes like cranberry juice out of choke cherries. One of the most important ceremonies was the coming of age ceremony for young women. And the choke cherry juice was used to represent menstrual blood. Now what we think of choke cherries as being most important for here in the Boulder Mountain Park in Gregory Canyon is for the black bears. So once the choke cherries are ripe like this and ready to eat, you can expect black bears to show up in these canyons. And that's when we start heading out of the canyons to give the black bears a little bit of room.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac and the Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie.